Modern Bible versions don't just depart from the received text in favor of flawed, newly discovered Egyptian manuscripts. They've also corrupted the Word of God and represent an agenda to twist the meaning of the settled text of Scripture into something completely different. God is not the author of confusion, nor can he lie. With that in mind, it becomes clear that the philosophy behind changing the pure Word of God into something else emanates from the devil himself. It's a satanic agenda designed to stoke confusion. And it's what the devil has been trying to do since the Garden of Eden.
You know, there's nothing new under the sun with this Westcott and Hort. It's almost like, you know, just it's tiring. It's tiring. It's the same thing again and again. You know who did it first? Satan himself. Verse 24. No, I'm sorry. Verse number 1 of Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent of it was more subtle. That means he was sneaky. That means he didn't just come out and say stuff. He didn't just say, hey, God said this, but do this. I want you to do this so I can get you in trouble. No, here's what he said. He said, he was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat any tree of the garden? Yeah, that's what God said, first of all. But he's trying to cast doubt on the Word of God right here. He's trying to cast doubt on God's Word. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to cast doubt on Jesus. You know what he's trying to do with these modern versions of the Bible? He's trying to cast doubt on Jesus Christ. That's what he's trying to do.
In Scripture, you have the example of the Philistines making it illegal for the children of Israel to have weapons. And if you remember the battle where Saul and Jonathan were the only ones who actually had a sword, the rest of the Israelites had to use gardening equipment or farming equipment. They're grabbing shovels, pitchforks, hoes, mattocks, and they're using those inferior weapons against a military force that's armed with real weaponry, swords, axes. So obviously the devil, he doesn't want us to have the real weapon, the King James Bible, the Word of God, the two-edged sword. He wants us to have some cheap imitation, some watered-down version that is not going to have the same sharp cutting edge, and we're not going to be as effective if we don't have the sharp weapons.
The Bible tells us that the way we engage into spiritual battle is by putting on the armor of God. And when you put on the armor of God, if you study that passage in Ephesians 6, it's all defensive. You've got a helmet, you've got a shield, you've got a breastplate, you've got things to defend you. There are one, and you could argue two things that are given in that passage as a weapon. One is referred to, you know, is referenced to at the end as prayer, although it's not necessarily put into the armor of God. But the only weapon you're given in that armor of God is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Satan understands that the only weapon we have against him and against his forces is this book right here. And if he can corrupt it, if he can destroy it, if he can cast down upon it, if he can make people believe it's cunningly devised fables, then he'll win.